Is your heart burning this morning? Mine is. And it isn't the heartburn that I get from my chili recipe. They call that acid reflux. And as a seniors would maybe text that, it would be GHA, got heartburn again. The kind of burning that I'm talking about comes from joy. Joy that's in my soul because I know that I belong to the Lord and that He knows me inside and out. The kind of burning that makes me sing, I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart to stay. And if that's not enough. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. I told you you would have to endure me this morning and indulge me. So as we read in Luke, we know that the disciples experienced this same heart, soul, burning sensation when Jesus appeared to them. Can you just picture the two disciples walking from Jerusalem to Emmaus on the day that Jesus rose from the dead? They're sad. They're confused. And they're sad because their hope had died on a cross and was buried in a tomb. Confused because they had heard reports that the tomb was found empty and there were angels saying that Jesus was alive. As they traveled, Jesus joined them, but they did not recognize him. Recognizing Jesus in our daily lives can be hard. Sometimes we're too fixed on our own sadness and confusion, just like the disciples. We don't always expect for Jesus to show up in the ways that he shows up. Sometimes Jesus might reveal himself to us in some unexpected way. He might not appear to us in a big way, but in a small everyday encounter. Maybe it's through the kindness of a stranger. Maybe it's a conversation with your friend or your spouse. Or maybe just a peaceful moment that you have during prayer. Sometimes it takes time for us to realize that in these moments, Jesus is working in our life. Just as it took time for these disciples to understand that Jesus was the one that was walking with them. As they walk along, Jesus listens to their doubts and their disappointments. It was pretty obvious they had a preconceived idea of who Jesus was, what he had come to do, and how he should do it. I'm guilty of that. But he patiently takes the time to show them the big picture. He showed them every single thing that had happened. That's why he reminded them of what had happened in the scriptures in the Old Testament. But he let them see his suffering, his death, and the resurrection. He showed them God's perfect plan. They still didn't recognize him. But it was only when he sat with them and broke the bread and shared a meal with them that their eyes were finally open. They realized that Jesus had been with them the whole time. Then they asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us when he talked to us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? Their experience with Jesus had been emotional. It stirred them up on the inside. It moved in their hearts. And once that happened, they couldn't help but not share it. So they had to rush back to Jerusalem to share the good news and sing their song of joy. There are a lot of stories that are in the scripture that can serve as models for us of how we can approach our lives as disciples. This story on the road to Emmaus is one that I have committed to as my 2025 walk with Jesus. I desire to spend more time with the Lord and to keep a burning heart. I want to be the kind of friend, sister, aunt, wife, mother that joins others in their journey. I want to be a good listener. I want to keep my eyes open so that I see Jesus in others. I want to see more clearly in my life. I want to rush back to my Jerusalem and share my faith and joy with the world. So in today's message, I pray that our eyes are open, that we can recognize that Jesus is with us, and that our hearts will burn with joy as we see our story wrapped up in His, the big picture, the big plan, and that we are eager to share this joy of the resurrection. Maintaining a burning heart for God requires some intention. We must continually fan the flames. Can you imagine being out around a campfire and it slowly dwindles and just eventually burns out? Those standing around it, including yourself, are standing in the cold and the dark. What happened? I know I would rather have plenty of firewood to keep it burning so that the flames just go all the way up to the sky. Let's talk about some ways that we can keep our heart on fire for Jesus. I know it's February, but we have many more months to the end of the year. So I just want to talk this morning about ways that we can be intentional and keep the fire burning in our heart and our soul. Well, we can seek to know Jesus Himself. Getting to know God more deeply takes a real effort. God told Israel, and that's in Jeremiah, "You seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Knowing facts and truths about Jesus without putting Jesus Himself, knowing Him, is like gathering logs and we never put them on the fire. We have them, but we don't put them on the fire. We can keep prayer constant. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, "Pray continually." Ongoing communication with Jesus keeps love alive. Walking and talking with Jesus throughout the day about the big things, the trivial things, and everything in between. That constant closeness with God is like a pilot light that's on a furnace. It instantly ignites when needed. Prayer keeps our hearts warm and ready. I grew up with a pastor that used to say, "Don't treat Jesus like a spare tire, just when you need it." So if we will constantly stay in prayer, I believe we will see things and experience things that we wouldn't if we were not paying attention. We can study God's Word. The Bible is a life-giving, saving instruction book. It blesses us and it benefits us. Getting to know God through His Word helps us to become more like Him. We can exercise our faith. Can you imagine standing around another campfire that's not lit on a freezing cold day, talking about how toasty and warm that fire would be? Talk is cheap. Action gets results, and it moves things. Our faith, our ability to trust God in the things that we cannot see, do on our own, or control will grow as we use it. We can practice praise and thanksgiving. Have you ever had you woke up and you were just in a horrible mood, or you just didn't feel, you weren't sick, you just didn't have a good attitude? I do that on a regular basis. And I really believe that if you will practice praise and thanksgiving before you do anything else. So it's a little short ride for me from Barano Road to Getty Road to work. But when I leave the house, I'm one person. When I get to the shop, I'm another person. And I'm smiling, and something happened on that little short ride just because I decided to give thanks and praise. And it doesn't have to be for, I can just thank the Lord for giving me a car, giving me a place to work. Have you ever seen a sign that says, Travis, you'll like this one, "In case of fire, keep door closed"? Fire safety instructors will tell you that when you open the door, it will allow the oxygen in. And what happens? It accelerates the fire. Right, honey? You tell me this all the time. So about, it was in December, we accept a lot of wood waste at one of our facilities, and it's a lot of wood, acres and acres and acres, very tall. And when we grind some of that wood, it will combust and it will start smoking. Well, it caught on fire, and it was bad, really, really bad. And the wind was blowing, and it would skip, and that's part of my message that I'm going to give you ahead of myself. And my son was there trying to contain it, and he couldn't contain it. And it was cold. It was really cold that night. And so they stayed up for 36 hours maintaining it, trying to keep it. But when, as soon as they couldn't put it out, and it would just smolder underneath, and it would skip from here to here to here. It burned. It was probably an acre and a half. And I asked him, I said, did you get cold? And he said, no. He said, there was so much heat coming off of that. Everywhere you walked around it, I had my jacket off. That's the kind of burning heart we want, right? A life of praise and thanksgiving is like opening up the door of our heart and adding oxygen to the fire. When we praise God, when we acknowledge who He is, when we thank Him and we recognize what He does for us and others, it provides more oxygen than we can provide in our hearts when we keep that door shut. So when it comes to praise and thanksgiving, do not play it safe. Open the doors of your heart and watch the fire of His love spread. Make time for being. Fires have a rhythm. And I believe that night that fire had a rhythm. It had a mind of its own. They don't just always burn, burn, burn. They also rest. So that smoldering I was talking about, we could consider the white coals of a fire. That ashy appearance makes them look like they're not doing much. But underneath, that is the hottest portion of the fire. God created us for rhythm and rest. Finding a balance between doing and being as a follower of Jesus is really, really important. And I'm glad that Pastor Ralph took this week off. He needs to do that more often, to rest. But it's easy to fall into that trap of never stopping or resting. Regular practice of rest for our body and our mind and our spirit will keep a long, long time, keep that fire burning in our heart, and it will burn bright. Worship is a lifestyle. Psalm 34 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Worshiping God and honoring God with our whole self goes beyond just meeting here on Sunday. Can you imagine lighting a bonfire on Saturday, walking away from it for the whole week, and then show back up and expect for it to still be burning when we return? Weekly church body worship is needed, and it's powerful, but so is our daily lifestyle of worship. When we practice and we honor and respond to God in our work, our play, conversations, our quiet time, all throughout the week, our life will be an offering of worship that burns strong and true. So this one is my favorite. It's called Loving and Serving. Have you ever heard someone say, love isn't love until you give it away? Love was not meant to be consumed or possessed. God's love is meant to be shared. If you were listening when I was talking about the fire at our facility, you probably know that it can start and then it spreads. And we've watched some of this in California and all everywhere. But it's often caused by something that's called a firebrand, and that's the ember of fire that floats in the air and then will find another place and catch on. So if you want to keep your heart on fire and watch God's love spread, simply share what you have beyond yourself. You will be amazed by what God can do with you as a firebrand of His love. Walking daily with the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:25, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Do we want to keep our heart on fire for Jesus? I do. So walk with the starter, the maintainer, and the spreader of the spiritual fire, the Holy Spirit. Acts 2, verses 3 through 4 tells us that they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. Jesus promised that when he physically left the earth, that we would not be alone. God's Holy Spirit is his promised gift to us. Walking step by step, daily with the Holy Spirit, will set and keep our hearts on fire. And lastly, continue a life of growth. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you will be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Ephesians 3, verses 17 through 19. Fires that never expand eventually burn out. The fire of our hearts is no different. Continue to learn and grasp how wide and how long and how high God's love is for you and for others. Continue to be a student of life and love, of God and of people. Most importantly, continue to see how big God is and all that he can do in your life and in his kingdom. A heart on fire for Jesus is what you're after. So grow and expand as God leads you.